Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we finished up talking about how we must submit to the dealing and judgments of God in our lives so that we can come into the freedom that God has for us from our sin and freedom from the earthly realm to include our fleshly soul, guess what, where sin dwells. Now, God must be able to work in our lives where we come to see how Christ is our life. Let me say that again. We must allow God to work in our life so that we can come and see how Christ is to be our life. Today, millions of Christians are walking according to the flesh, but believing they are walking according to the Spirit. My friend, unless we walk according to the Spirit, we will have no choice but to walk according to the flesh. Let me say that again. Wow. Unless we walk according to the Spirit, we will have no choice but to walk according to the flesh. Paul writes in Galatians 5:16, "This I say," now this is a command, it's not a request, "walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Only two choices, my friends. Either we are walking in or with or through the Spirit. Words in the Greek, in, with, and through, are all the same, you know, the same Greek word. Or we are walking in or with or through the flesh. Paul goes on and tells us in verse 17, "For the flesh warreth," and that's fights or, you know, it lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. Then in verse 19 through 21, Paul lists the works of the flesh. But I like this part. But he finishes with verses 22 and 26 with the fruit. Now that's one fruit, not fruit, but fruit of the Spirit. All nine are manifestations of God's hope for our character and are one fruit dependent upon each as they develop and manifest. But sadly today, millions of Christians are living an earthly Christian lifestyle with all the while blind to the heavenly. And why? Well, Satan and some men and women have built in them a counterfeit Christ and a counterfeit gospel in their lives. Millions of Christians have embraced an earthly man and are blind to the heavenly man. Satan and some men and women I know have done a great damage to the body of Christ through denominational teachings and agendas, church affiliations, and I'm using that word church in quotations, church traditions and religious practices. He, Satan, that is not going to win. Oh no, I looked at the back of the book and we win. He will not win this war, but sadly, Satan is going to take millions of Christians, well-meaning Christians, with him down. Now, one way in which this great deception is manifested is the fact that many Christians continue to think that God wants to bless their lives. Oh boy. And they want to help God out, you know, doing that, you know, what they think, you know, that God wants to bless their lives. Wow. I know two guys who call themselves Christians. Great guys, really nice guys, but they want to help God bless their lives by lying to the Veterans Administration, you know, the VA. They are retired from the military and both claimed PTSD, but the truth is they do not have PTSD. And both receive a compensation from the VA, 100%, my friend, which is a boatload of money. Now, I asked both, I said, why do they feel they can justify to the VA and to the American people that they have PTSD by lying? Well, both minister and both preach and teach in churches, but they said they deserve it because of the years in the military. Well, that is not true. That is a lie. That is known as stolen valor. And they both are making a mockery of all of the brave men and women with PTSD from combat. Sadly, this just speaks of their integrity and their honor, or I should say the lack of integrity and honor in their lives and in their ministries. My friend, our integrity is God's number one focus in our lives. Let me say that again. Our integrity is God's number one focus in our life. If we cannot be honest and true, if we cannot give honor where honor is due, if we cannot be faithful and reliable to God and our brothers and our sisters, how can God use us to preach and teach His word? It's a farce. It's all phony. It's counterfeit. How can God use us to represent Him? Well, He can't. And integrity is a big deal, my friend. You know, the wrongness, the sin in all of this comes out from the greed and the evil that is in my friend's heart. And in ways, wanting to look like God is blessing them with a big house and fancy cars and a big ministry, all paid for by ill-gotten gain. And yes, lies. If God wants to give us money, no problem. He knows how to do that. God knows how to give His children good gifts. He does. His blessing obsession, though, in the church is devilish. Let me say that again. This bless me, bless me, bless me blessing obsession in the church is devilish. And Genesis 39:2, it says that the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man while he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And of course, we know that was Potiphar's house. Joseph had nothing. The only thing he may have owned was maybe a loincloth. Wow. But the word prosperous here is the Strong's, is the Hebrews 6:73-4, means to push forward in God. Let me say that again. The biblical definition of prosperity is to push forward in God. Nothing to do with money or riches or power or influence or all those things that we think God wants to bless us with. My friend, God is not so concerned about us, you know, giving us money as much as we are to get it. And God does not want to bless our lives as much as we want God to bless our life. Does that statement kind of shock you? Well, most Christians probably have been told all their lives that God wants to bless their lives and more abundantly, and they probably have been taught many ways in which they can get God to bless them. Wow. That's right. The goal often is to not to get cursed by God, but to get blessed by God. And they have read many passages in the Bible that state in many ways or another that God wants to bless them. So how can I say that God does not want to bless our lives? Well, I can say that because if you honestly, with the right heart condition, read Scripture, you will find that there is only one thing that God tells us to do with our life, our earthly life, and that is to lose it. Now, does that sound as if there is any possibility that God is going to bless our life if we do not lose it? Hardly not. In Matthew 10:39, Jesus tells the disciples, that findeth or keepeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake, for the sake of Christ, shall find it. Wow. In other words, Jesus states that we are going to lose the life that we are trying to save. Does that sound as if God is going to bless what we are trying to save? Nope. But many Christians are trying to get God to bless the life that He, God, wants them to lose. God wants to kill our earthly life so that He can live through us. My friend, either we shall live and Jesus will die, or Jesus will die or we will live. And in any case, one of us has to die. Either Jesus or us have to die. Wow. That is what walking with the Lord often is, the giving and taking of death. And either we die or Christ will die. Amen. More next week as we continue to look at the heavenly versus the earthly. This has been David Stahl from from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you will have a tremendous week to come, and that these teachings are getting through, that you're kind of understanding what I'm talking about. If not, you need to get it by your spirit, because if you don't get it by your spirit, then you will never, ever get it. Amen. More next week. God bless. Talk to you later. Amen.